verse 9. If we receive the witness of man, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. Now, we have reached a credibility gap today. I don't know about you, but many folk I talk to have reached a credibility gap between themselves and the news media and the politicians and all that are on television today. I'll be very candid with you that there are certain news commentators I won't listen to any longer. I refuse to. I know that they are doing nothing in the world but giving propaganda, that they are not giving facts, and that everything they give is biased and distorted and twisted for a liberal position. And apparently they're willing actually to misinform people. They're willing to withhold facts. And today I've got to the place, maybe you come to it, that it doesn't make any difference about the politicians, who they are or what party they belong to. I have no confidence. Now, we are in a place today where it's difficult to receive the witness of man. But the interesting thing is, John Q. Public swallows it hook, line, and sinker. And you can tell by the different polls that are taken, a man's influence or his popularity is determined by what the news media says about him. And that is true of any person. And the biggest frauds in the world can be built up. And Hollywood, of course, did this for years. Well, if we receive the witness of man, and most people do, they're taken in by it. If it's said over TV or if it is put into print, they believe it. Now, my friends, there are many people today that'll believe what they read and what they hear, but they won't receive the witness of God. But the witness of God's greater, friends, for this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. And God is not giving out news on every subject today. His news is good news, and it's about his Son that died for us on the cross. That's the message.